going to use the taxiways as a roadway.
I just think it's another one of these things, Jim, that's giving the people a bad taste up there.
Now, you were on, you're talking about on the tug. You were on your tug, correct?
At the time, yeah, that's what he...
Well, I was referring to your truck.
Well, I don't even use it.
I don't have a problem with the tug. But.
Well, even if I use that, I still could, according to the FAA rules, I could use it. It's a non-towered airport.
Right.
I certainly should think that you would recognize I've been around long enough to know what the heck I'm doing around there. I just take it as a little bit of an affront. And a lot of other people are taking a few other things to it. You should be using some good set. These days, with the price of fuel and everything else, you want to make it friendly in an airport.
Okay. Well, like I said, the intent of that policy was not to use...
Well, I didn't see the rules for one thing.
Right, and that's why I stopped you when
I saw
you.
I've been up there for 14 years, I guess.
But, wait a minute. I'm hearing two different things. Jim's saying truck. You're saying tug.
Well, I thought it was the truck. It did say, I stopped using the truck.
So you have no problem with not using your pickup crossing the airport runways?
No.
And
no, I don't have any problem. That's what I was talking to you about that day. I'm sorry if you got... If I confused
it's just
you.
Those little things that is going around there. It's not making things nice. It could be friendlier, I do believe.
Point, is there a concern in that you don't have a copy of the rules that we do have?
I got
at this point.
I got a notice of nails, but I never got a copy of the new rules and regulations.
Okay. We can provide you a paper copy. We'll try to.
Your point's well taken, well made. But you also mentioned to me about that spot right in front of your hangar, did you?
That's been unattended to for. Since I've been there.
Have you ever had a chance to talk to the county engineer or the airport manager about it?
I mentioned it to Jim and I showed it to him.
Okay. I mean, maybe Mike needs to hear what actually the problem is.
Well, at the time of the last fly-in, they had those T-28s, the Trojans come in there, and man, if I hadn't closed my door, I'd have had some ruined aircraft, because there's big stuff comes out of there like the size of that. When they tear up, when they swing and blow that, I mean, it's shrapnel coming out of there. It's big stuff coming out. It's been like that for, well, how long I've been there? 10 years? In that hangar, I was in another hangar down below that before that.
What he's talking about, Dave, is the spalling area is right in front of his hangar. So anytime a powerful aircraft turns in that area, it picks up rocks and throws them like pellets into his hangar. And
well, somebody showed me some dents these days.
Yeah, but you showed me some dents in your hangar.
Oh, yeah.
From where stones have been hitting his hangar. So I think we need to make note that we, especially that spot, the two worst spots in the concrete is right in front of his hangar and then right in front of Larry Kelly's hangar by our trash can. There's two squares of concrete that need to be.
And those are next year's budget to be fixed. So it's been a money issue, and
we're almost to this year.
Right.
It's going to be this year's budget on July 1st.
So it's actually the concrete, not the asphalt.
The concrete needs those two squares, those 20 by 10 squares. Those two squares need to come up. Go ahead, sir.
How long would that project take, Jim, to get that done?
That's going to be easy to do.
That's going to be easy to do.
You know, as long as we've got the people to go through the process.
Okay.
Have we looked at possibly just taking those two squares out, replacing those two squares?
We have put $50,000 in starting next month's budget.
July.
To do some patchwork. You know, to do what really needs to be done is going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. And, you know, Taxiway B takes priority over that. So, you know, to get us through, we're going to do some patching on the concrete there in that spot and the other one. And we've identified those areas. And like I said, we didn't have money in the 2011 budget, but we do in the 2012 budget. And it's a priority for us. But
so we can start that process in July, at least. Can we just get prices to get that done? We don't have to bid it out.